Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Kosh. Mike, we had two very clear days the last couple days, but it's looking like we've got a chance of rain in some form or another really every day through at least this weekend. Is that what you're looking at as well?
Yes, we are, John. There's a frontal system that looks like it's going to stall to our northwest. And ahead of that, we're getting flow off the Gulf of Mexico, so we're going to get all sorts of humidity increases and instability, warmer temperatures, that kind of thing. And along with that is going to come occasional thunderstorms over a prolonged period of time. First chance is late today. We have like a 30% chance in our northwest up towards Lafayette. And then by tonight and tomorrow, chances start to spread southeast. Over the long haul, we're mainly concerned about flooding, and we're mainly concerned about areas over the northern Wabash Valley, say like Terre Haute to Lafayette, and then a little bit southeast of there. Those areas could see over like a half a foot of rain over the next 6 days. And we also have a small chance of severe weather tomorrow afternoon and evening. So it looks like mainly with that, the threat would be damaging winds. Very small chance of an isolated tornado. But yeah, we're mainly concerned with heavy rain over the next 6 days.
Okay, but it's looking like the only time you mentioned severe weather is Friday so far. Is there anything beyond Friday that we should be concerned about in that capacity?
So this late this afternoon and this evening, there is also another small chance up near Lafayette. Looks like damaging winds for that would be the main threat. And then there's another. Again, let's see, losing track of days here. Also, Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening again, there's a chance of severe weather, mainly, again, winds. And that is, again, let's see, it's like northwest of a Noblesville to Terre Haute line. Again, that's Saturday. And again, that's mainly damaging wind. So they're really the only, I guess, Friday afternoon and Friday evening would be the one chance that you can't really rule out an isolated tornado or two.
And then you look at also, you mentioned flooding. How much of this rain that's going to fall is potentially going to hit areas that have already been hit hard by flooding? Is that what you're kind of looking at there as well?
Well, all of Central Indiana is going to, it looks like, you know, heavy rain at some point through the next 6 days. Somewhat fortunately for the people down in like Bloomington and Spencer and places like that, our forecast is not quite as high on the precipitation. It's on the rainfall. It's more like 2 to 3 inches over the next week compared to 6 to 8 in the Lafayette area. So it still could cause some problems, though.
Okay, so it's looking like further rain chances, heavier rain chances the further north you go. Is it's looking like
northwest? Yeah, the further northwest, the higher the rain chances at this point.
Okay.
Now, if somehow the front changes, you know, from where we thought it would be, you know, that could change things too, of course, over the next week.
All right, I think I've got everything I need. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We always tell everybody whenever we're expecting heavy rain and flooding, especially if you know, you see water over the roads, turn around and don't drown.
Right. He's meteorologist Mike Kosh with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.